in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. If you brought a Bible with you this morning, and I'll just throw in a commercial here and say it never hurts to bring a Bible to church. I'm going to look at Matthew 3 in a minute, but I want to go to Matthew chapter 1. I'll read one verse, Matthew chapter 1, verse 1, and listen for who it's about. The book of the genealogy of Jesus the Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Who is it about? Jesus, right? That's Matthew 1, 1. That's what the book is going to be about. What's the book of Matthew about? Jesus. All right, Matthew 2, 1. I just noticed this week. Matthew chapter 2, verse 1. Now, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem, who's it about? Jesus. Matthew 1, about Jesus. Matthew 2, about Jesus. Matthew 3, in those days, John the Baptist came. That's a shift, right? Have you ever noticed that? The book is about Jesus. The book is about the coming of the Lord. The book is about the promised Messiah of God coming to save his people. Chapter 1, Jesus. Chapter 2, Jesus. Chapter 3, wait, let's pause John the Baptist, right? And every year in Advent, we talk about John the Baptist, so it's all very, very familiar to us. But I want us to know John is an Advent figure. Because Advent is about preparing for the coming of the Lord, right? The coming of the Lord. Does the Lord come? Yes. Last week, the gospel lesson was Jesus coming to Jerusalem, the holy city. This week, Jesus coming in ministry. So it introduces to us John the Baptist. Of course, Christmas is Jesus coming in his birth. But John the Baptist is coming to prepare the way of the Lord. I think you know that, but I want you to get that idea, to prepare the way of the Lord. Who here has ever been to hear a really fabulous speaker somewhere, some conference, some convention, and a great guest speaker, but before that guest speaker speaks, what happens? Somebody else gets up to introduce him, isn't that right, or her? And it's always funny, that's the main show, you're there to see that person, but somebody has to stand up and say, here's where they went to college, right? Here's the jobs that they've held. Here's the books that they've published, right? You know what I'm talking about? So somebody gets up and introduces the real speaker before we can hear the speaker. And you're saying, could we get there already? So what's the book of Matthew about? Jesus, but who's John the Baptist? He's the warm-up at band or something. I'm not, right? He's preparing people for the coming of the Lord. And so he comes and says, if the Lord is coming, I need us to prepare our hearts. Prepare our hearts. And if he wants to prepare their hearts, what word does he use? Repent. Repent. That's a heavy word. It is a heavy word. Repent, he says. Turn. To turn around. To go the other direction. If you're going in the wrong direction, what should you do? Turn around. It's just that he's, sometimes I think we could translate the word repent by saying, cut it out. That's what he's saying. He's saying, people, you know where we are, either us as a nation or even us as individuals. Where are we? Whatever we're doing, we got to turn. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. The Greek literally says, the kingdom of heaven has drawn near and is now in our presence. That's what the verb means. How is the kingdom of heaven drawn near? The Messiah has come. The Messiah has already been born, and he's about to begin his ministry. And so John says we need to prepare our hearts for the coming of the Lord, and we are going to repent. And here's the question, to whom is he speaking? We need to be clear about this. He's speaking to Israel. He's speaking to Israel, right? That's what makes it so tough. Repent is a heavy word, and in his audience, that's even heavier. Because we would love it, and that happens in the Old Testament. There are some Old Testament prophets that say, God is going to judge Babylon, right? Isn't that in the Bible? God is going to judge the Assyrians. God is going to judge the Edomites. And every time that gets preached, the Israelites are like, wow, God is going to judge our enemies. Good for him, right? Did John say, God is coming to judge the Babylonians? John is a Jewish prophet in Israel talking to Israelites and says to them, repent. Many people would have thought, us? Some of them would have thought, John, do you know who you're talking to? A lot of them would have thought, John, preach against those guys. John, why don't you preach against culture? John said to them, repent. And to the Pharisees and Sadducees, religious people, he was worse. You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? John broke one of the rules they teach you at the seminary, thou shalt not offend. That's not an actual rule, but it's kind of implied, right? Don't offend your people. Don't drive people away. John, make church comfortable and lovely. And John goes out there and says, guys, we got to change. We got to change. No. That's the text. By the way, John isn't preaching works righteousness. You're saved by grace through faith always. You're saved by the coming of the Lord. But he says, if the Lord comes, that makes a difference, right? If the Lord is going to come into our lives, that's going to make a difference. That makes a change. No. That's Matthew 3. Matthew's talking about John, the warm-up act. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And then Matthew makes this interesting interpretation. He says, this is the one spoken of by the prophet Isaiah. Remember last week I said Matthew is full of this. This happened to fulfill that word from the Old Testament. Some of you know this, but I want everybody to learn the trick. When the New Testament quotes the Old, go read the Old, right? Because the New Testament will often quote one verse, and you need to read a couple of verses around it. So he says, this is what Isaiah said, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight. And if you have a Bible with some notes in it, you go to the bottom of the page, and that says, that's in Isaiah 40. Well, okay, what does Isaiah 40 say? Let's take a look. Isaiah 40, verse 1, you know the passage. Comfort, comfort my people. That passage, right? You know it from the Messiah. There it's comfort ye, comfort ye. Comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and cry to her that her warfare is ended. God is saying the people of God have gone through a lot of terrible things. They've suffered a lot of terrible things, and he's going to deliver them. Verse 3, and this is where Matthew quotes, a voice cries in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, right? And by the way, if you have a Bible that does this, there's places in the Old Testament where it says Adonai, which means Lord, but there's some places where it says Yahweh, which is the name of God. And when it says Yahweh, it puts the words Lord in all caps. Prepare the way of the Lord, all caps. Prepare the way of Yahweh. Who's coming? God. Right? John is the warm-up act for Jesus. If John is preparing the way of Yahweh, Jehovah God, who is Jesus, right? John. Next verse says this, and it fills in, what does John mean when he says repent? Verse 4 says, and I want us to hear, every valley shall be lifted up, every mountain and hill be made low, the uneven ground shall become level, and the rough places a plain. He's talking about building the road for an approaching king. He says, when you build a road across the desert, there's going to be some high, rocky places, and we need to bring that down. And there's going to be some gullies and ditches, and we need to fill those in. Now, the sermon and John's preaching was never about how do you make a road, right? But what is he saying? He's saying some things need to be lowered, and some things need to be brought up. This is what John is saying. He said, repent. He says, we need to conduct an inventory, right? As a people of God, not our enemies, as a people of God, it's our job from time to time to check ourselves and to say there are some things that need to go and there are some things that need to be added in, right? Now, what are they? That's for you to discern, right? I cannot preach to 70 people and know every heart, right? But John was saying, if the hills need to be brought low, if the gullies and ditches need to be filled in, he's saying, people of God, I need you to read the word of God to prepare for the coming of the Lord, to prepare your hearts and lives for the coming of the Lord. And on the basis of the word, not on the basis of human opinion, on the basis of the word, say, what do I need to cut out? What do I need to add in? Does that make sense? Now, how do you do that? Very simple. Word and prayer. Right? That's the prescription. Word and prayer. To read the Word of God and then apply it to myself. What stays, what goes. Does that make sense? And to read that Word with humility, it's very tough to do. To read the Word without defensiveness, to read the Word with a heart that listens and that asks, Spirit, show me, right? Holy Spirit, show me. Martin Luther, when he started the Reformation, wrote the 95 Theses. You guys know this. Challenging some practices of the church. Again, not the enemies, but the church. 95 theses, 95 statements. The first one is this. Some of you know this, but the first one is this. When our Lord and Master, Jesus Christ, said repent, he called for the entire life of believers to be one of repentance. Right? Not once and done. To live there. Here's what happens. If the pastor preaches against sin, people will say, well, the pastor's not perfect either. That's true. The pastor needs to be doing self-examination too, right? The word repent says not to Babylon, but to Israel, to church, to examine yourself in the light of the Lord. Now, John said, one is coming greater than he. I'm not worthy to carry his sandals. I baptize you with water, but he'll baptize you with the Holy Spirit. Right? He's talking about Christ. John has a ministry, and the ministry of Jesus is going to far surpass it. Because when Jesus comes, he's not the next prophet. When Jesus comes, he is God. And Jesus comes in ministry. Jesus comes in ministry to preach, to teach, to heal, to die, right? To die. Matthew 1:1. The book of the genealogy of Jesus Christ. What's it about? Jesus. Matthew 2:1. Now, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem, what's it about? Jesus. Matthew 3. In those days, John the Baptist came. But John the Baptist is the warm-up act. And John the Baptist covers Matthew 3:1-12. Guess what verse 13 says? Then Jesus came. Hear it? Then Jesus came. John says, prepare your hearts, people of God. Prepare the way of the Lord. To level, to lower, to raise, to cut out, to add in. Whatever it is, let the Holy Spirit do that work using the Word of God. Be prepared for the way of the Lord. And then Matthew 3:13, then Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan to John. Then the Lord came, right? Amen. And we stand together. And may the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds with Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.